If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 360. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Player 2, Johnny Bo. How's it going? Not about to get special.
I'm so pumped.
Crawler, how's it going? He's not even talking.
That's how it's going.
Cheesy, how you doing?
So what's going on, Cheese Curds? For those that don't know, tonight is the night that Crawler and I are eating the Pocky One Chip Challenge. Carolina Reaper and Scorpion Pepper, and we're super excited about it.
Sam's super excited.
So, yeah. Real quick before we do this, guys, the Smash Bros. Tournament happening this Saturday. You have until 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to sign up. N64Josh.com/smash. Still looking for sponsors for this thing. If anybody is wanting to have their brand promoted on there, feel free to hit me up. My Twitter DMs are open. Discord is a lot of fun. Come hang out with us there. N64Josh.com/Discord. Crawler's putting on gloves right now. For those of you just listening, just ripped right through it. He's a little nervous about what's about.
They're
to
older. Run. They're older gloves. We'll see.
Yeah.
This is starting off.
It's starting perfectly. Off great. Yeah. Fantastic. So, jump on in. I do real quick. What I don't know. It sounded like Crawler was chewing. I know that's just the rubber glove, but I was like, oh, he just went for it. Before they eat the chip, I want to let you guys know that I'm streaming at 4 p.m. Pacific on TikTok, and come hang out, come race some Mario Kart with us. That's happening daily on TikTok. And I don't even know if we're going to switch over anymore to Twitch and YouTube after the fact. We might just stay over on TikTok. So
come hang out now.
Like fancy now. That's right. And so Johnny, where can people find you and catch your streams?
I am Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. And just like Josh, I don't know. I might be focusing a lot more on TikTok streams moving forward. I've been streaming like every day on there. I need to get a schedule.
Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. CheesyC64, CheezyC64. Yeah. ZYC64. It doesn't, I'm just focused on how large this chip is. I've been practicing all week. I started with a regular plain tortilla chip, then a nacho cheese chip, and a Cool Ranch. I mean, like, look at this thing. That is not.
Hopefully it's smaller inside the.
I feel like. Yeah. Josh is torturing you by like just not letting you get it started.
It doesn't feel like that.
Well, wait.
Crawler is looking for followers on TikTok. Once he hits 100, content's going to start coming out. So make sure to go over
Nightcrawler 724, Nightcrawler without the E. Look for a nice dad pic of Fred Durst on my profile.
Is that what that is?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
it's the troll photo that Fred Durst put out like right before Lollapalooza last year when he was like full on dad mode.
I was like, I was gonna ask you, but then I'm like, I didn't want to offend you if it was you.
No, I definitely don't have blonde hair under here.
So Johnny, before we get started here, if you just click the disable camera button or hit V, we're gonna be able to get a up close and personal shot of these two.
I got you.
Yeah, just in the, there you go. So, and then we're going to go like this. Look at that. Look at that.
You got this. Everybody in the chat is cheering you on.
Are they? I feel like it's kind of the opposite.
But easy breezy grandpa says you got this, Cheesy.
Thank you, Hannah. All right.
Well, let's
You got the gloves. I do not, but I think I'll be all right.
Oh, there's a tear. Is there a tear? There's a tear thing right here.
Okay, guys, if you're only listening, there are very spicy chips currently being opened by both these guys. There's a timer. This is supposed to last an hour without without any liquids or anything?
Yeah, the rules are eat the entire chip, wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything. Wait, what happened?
He can already smell it.
You can smell it.
Can we talk about why they have to do this?
Yes, let's go.
What the heck is this?
So they have to do this.
Part of my chip broke. I'm not fishing it out. Oh, my eyes. I can already. Oh, God.
That is. Oh, that's
so
strong.
This is what happens when you make a bet with John Ebo. You lose, and then you have to do the one chip challenge.
I'm like trying to back away because I don't know what kind of reactions I'm about to have. That is a strong smell. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ate some nacho cheese Doritos. You got this.
That is a terrible smell, actually. Okay.
Is it I can't fit this whole thing in my mouth, and I'm not going to go back for more.
Two bite it.
No,
Oh, God.
That's
so bad.
Oh God! It's a hard scent to describe.
Just do it. Like it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Do it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I actually feel bad. Oh.
I'm not eating the rest of that. She's like, it didn't taste good.
Oh, geez, you all right? You all right over there?
Oh, I didn't start the timer. Hold on. There we go.
Just tell us how hot it is.
I can feel it.
Okay.
It's not bad right now.
Crawler is handling it all right. Cheesy is struggling here.
Oh, I swallowed. Oh! Ah! Oh, don't swallow. Don't do it. Don't swallow.
I did it. So, I mean,
that made it a whole lot worse. It wasn't bad until
it's spicy, but the taste is
bad. It doesn't taste good.
Terrible.
It doesn't taste good.
Only 59 minutes to go.
Shut up, man. Let's. What are we talking about this week?
You guys all right?
I have a tear.
Why do I have hiccups? That's not good.
It's just the sound of hiccups. Okay. All right.
Yeah, let's give them some reprieve here.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can.
You guys just try to survive. We'll get it started.
So, we're just going to jump into this thing here. Like, this is going to be like a 30-second podcast. So we're going as long as the podcast is. So, anything else you guys want to say before we jump into
I hate my life.
Yeah, screw you, man.
I'm good with 2 minutes. I'm gonna drink some milk.
Do whatever you need to. Like, I'm no, like, you just do what you gotta do. Yeah. Cheesy, you good?
Don't be a hero, man. Don't be a hero.
Do not be a hero. That's right. That is right. Okay.
I feel kind of bad now. I feel like I got to do it.
Ugh, I brought Peeps down because that's like marshmallow. I was like, I don't know. Something.
Cheesy, at any point, if you need milk or whatever, like you just do your thing.
I got Hannah washing.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. All right. So Nintendo Switch Sports is out. It is available now. You can download the digital version, of course. Physical coming out tomorrow. I know Crawler is heading to Walmart so that he can pick up the water bottle that you can get at Walmart. If you know, if you're planning on sweating to switch.
I need sport. Water. Yeah, I need water.
Dancing Flame in chat says, I'm playing it right now. Let us know your thoughts. I'm going to pull up some reviews here and let's just see how things are looking so far. Not looking good for
I think it's like mediocre, right? Well, not mediocre. I think it's just okay.
I think it could be okay, but the reviewers, they weren't able to review it with the online on, which is really weird. Oh, come on, man. You have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So 57 on Metacritic right now. Nintendo Life gave it a 5 out of 10.
Oh, it's trash. If Nintendo Life's getting it a 5 out of 10, it's just garbage.
That's a tough go, right? At this point, can we talk about the fact that we played it, not played it?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I mean, we could technically be playing it right now.
Like, yeah, I have it up. I have it up right now on my screen.
Are you guys surprised by the lower scores?
I feel like the amount that we got to play.
You can mute before you blow it.
Oh, did I not mute? I thought I was muted.
There's a bad review.
Where they're here for the content, you know.
Yeah.
For the content.
It's special.
But I mean, I'm not surprised.
Wait. No. We're starting this over again.
We're firing Josh.
Yeah, we're getting
this podcast too.
Here we go. No, what happened?
What
is I went to click. We're not starting the show over. We're starting this talk over.
Don't
get the chip again.
No. I had started to type and then clicked the autofill on Google, and it gave me like sports party Switch review, which was a 57. So I looked over and saw the screenshots, and I was like, that's not right. So let me get up the Metacritic. Here and see what the actual score is. It's not 57, you guys. It's not 57. So forgive me for that. I was just, I clicked the wrong button. So it looks like it's sitting at a 75, right? So you weren't far off, Johnny.
I mean, that's what I was expecting from this game, honestly. Like, it's a motion control sports game that's trying to rekindle the magic that was Wii Sports. And you got to pay $40 for it now. So I don't know how it's going to land in the general public.
Unfortunately, I think with a lot of games these days, ever since they brought in seasons, you're not going to have people that are going to stick around and play these games. You know, you get excited about these games for a while, and then you just lose interest and you move on to the next thing. And with Switch Sports only having like five, what is it? It's five sports, six sports.
It's six.
I mean, there definitely could be more to start with. But I think people are going to lose interest pretty quickly. It's going to be fun, especially with the online. And like I was saying earlier, reviewers didn't get to review the online portion because it was turned off, which it seems so silly to me that this is your Switch sports game that's filled with nostalgia. And then you don't even get to play the online part of it. So I think reviews will change a little bit, but people are going to move on pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, what made Wii Sports so special was that, you know, that casual interaction that you had with your family and friends. And I just don't think we're at a spot that that's going to work again. And I think we might be past the era of these motion control sports, simple little games.
I think the other factor is the state of the world right now, right? I mean, in the US anyway, things are quite a bit more opened up and everything, but like there's still a lot of people that don't want to get into like they don't want to get together with people, you know, they're not doing it quite as much. And that's what these were all about. It was nothing but party games and, you know, jumping like the other factor for me playing these games, the Wii, you could throw that bowling ball as hard as you needed to, and you could swing. The controls just really seemed to like be on point. And this one, I feel like everything's kind of dialed back, so people aren't throwing Joy-Cons through their television sets. And I get it. Like they're trying to protect themselves so we don't have to put, you know, the rubber padding around the Joy-Con. But I think it's going to dumb down the overall experience.
Yeah. Is survival bowling like the only kind of a extreme sport that we have other than like the new soccer? Is there crazy modes? Do we know?
I mean, there's the 100 pin challenge and the crazy pins and stuff back.
100 pin is back.
I believe so.
Well, let's see what this local stuff is.
Let me take a quick, I'll just, while you guys are looking in that, like, let's see, looking at some of the higher scores. God is a Geek said Nintendo Switch Sports is all about multiplayer action with more to come in the future. It truly is excellent to have sports back the latest generation Nintendo console. So that's just kind of, there's just little blurbs from these, right? Like, dropping down to the not so, you know, not quite as good. IGN gives it a 70. Says Nintendo Switch Sports, like Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort before it, is best played as a party game, broken out for any gathering that needs a quick injection of goofy, active fun. While it's a sparse mixture of old and new sports, varies in quality, Switch Sports largely sticks the landing on what made its predecessors memorable: intuitive motion controls and the ability to effortlessly get a group of people up and moving, and some killer menu music. Gotta love that. That's liable to get stuck in your head all day. Just don't expect to spend a lot of time with it before the novelty wears off.
So yeah, Dance and that, Flame. That, oh, go ahead, Johnny.
No, I was looking at the modes that you could play in the game, and there's standard bowling and then like a special bowling, which is just obstacles. There's no 100 pin challenge. The only other non standard game mode is a shootout for soccer. So there's no real like special mini games yet. I could see them adding certain things as updates for it.
Dance and Flame was saying that there's some leaked sports, and I'm curious as to what those may be. I'm assuming those are sports that we have gotten in the previous games. I don't know what else they could add that we haven't seen already.
So we're getting golf, right? There's these little areas on like the overworld map that kind of look like they could be different like sport arenas. I see one that's like kayaking. It could be like kayaking. And then I don't know if this one might be golf, but it looks a little small for golf. I don't know what it could be. Cheesy is a trooper. Let me tell you, Cheesy is hanging in there.
I told you. I did all that training this week, you know? really paid off.
My word, man. Hey, Crawler, how you doing? Welcome back.
I'm all right. I got some animal crackers and some pretzels. And
okay. Did you have access to any fruit, like cold fruit? Like,
yeah, I think I have apples and stuff upstairs.
Yeah, fruit is always good. That's
you want butter, you want cheese, you want bread, anything to like soak it up.
Just soak up the heat.
Yeah.
But I can see maybe like pickleball or something.
Oh, you that'd know, be like interesting. Yeah,
that has like a swinging motion. Maybe cricket. Like, racket how cool ball? Would it be to have a cricket racquetball? Yeah, racquetball.
Yeah,
but I mean, we might get baseball, basketball. You know, I'm hoping they add more.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I want baseball to come back.
Yes, home run challenge or whatever. Yeah, the home run derby. Like, yeah. That was the best. You know, that was
out of the park that
for hours. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, do you guys think this is Nintendo going, hey, here's a base game. If you want the rest of it, it's on the expansion pack.
I think this
they've been doing more like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also think that come holiday season, we're going to get a Nintendo Switch Sports bundle.
Oh, that's interesting. But
yeah. Because, you know, the way people, the reason so many people experience Wii Sports is because it was a pack-in. And I could see it really selling well.
I think it depends on how people receive the game within the first month, because I mean, most likely they're going to go back to their Mario Kart 8 bundle, right, that they do every year.
Well, now they definitely are this year because of the tracks.
Well, in the expansion pack, like maybe there's a free deal on that for like 3 months or something.
I mean, it's been Mario Kart after Mario Kart for Nintendo when it comes to the Switch, the holiday season. So we did see 1 year was tennis and 1-2 Switch were pack-in games. I think that was a Walmart exclusive. But that was 1 year. This would be perfect.
And Johnny, they probably are collecting dust, and that's why they're... I don't want 1-2 Switch.
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, they were giving it away. I think it was just a digital code even. I'm assuming both were, right? Because that's the most cost effective way for them to do it. So for those of you that are only listening, Cheesy is muted and we're not sure what he's saying. We're trying not to read his lips.
Milk was a bad choice.
There's some aftertaste that's just like sitting there, and every once in a while you'll swallow and it's like the leftover dust.
The thing is, the heat is one thing, it tastes bad. It doesn't taste good.
And you can't do like you hate like you don't like things that don't like,
you're probably amazed that I even put that in my mouth.
Bro, I am like I am beyond amazed. I was just like, that's more seasoning than he's ever eaten in his whole life. Like, that's what was going through my mind.
If smell-o-vision was a thing, I would have you guys smell this packet. It is just, it's like filling the air right now. It's gross.
As soon as we ripped the packet open, it got in my eye. Like, you could feel it. It was in the air.
It's so hard to stay focused, honestly. With
Cheesy, are you still without doing anything right now? Is this time?
Yeah, so you're
crazy, man.
Easy Breezy Grandpa, who is my fiance, she put in the chat earlier that she tried to bring me ice cream, and I turned her away. So I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Crawler's going, yo, could you bring it to me?
I mean, we don't live that far away.
It'll melt by the time.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we're all going to give it a shot. We're all going to give it a go. We will talk about it extensively next week after we've all been hands-on with it and see what we think. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little worried about how this game would be received. You know, I think it's going to be one of those.
I think it's going to sell bonkers.
I think so too.
20 million.
I do.
But what does the backlash look like?
Yeah. I just,
well, Nintendo doesn't care. They've gotten their money. No. Go away. Johnny's gone. Back off the podcast. There he goes. No more. No more bet.
Do you guys think that Strikers is going to be better than Switch Sports, or do you have a preference? Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of scared for Strikers. I know that we still have some time to see some new stuff and what's going to make that game great. And I know that it's a different developer and it's Next Level Games, and usually they do a pretty solid job. And there's a reason why Nintendo bought them. It's just Mario sports games have not been the same since N64 GameCube days. And I wonder if Strikers is going to have that same impact of like, yeah, we tried it for a month or two and we're done with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sure what they're doing with Strikers. You know, they announced it. When did they announce it? January?
Yeah, it's been like in the direct. When was their direct? Yeah.
February.
Think. So they've been radio silence ever since. And it's not like they're not talking about other upcoming games.
Yeah, they're tweeting about Xenoblade 25 eight times today.
Yeah, about Xenoblade. So, like, why not you just share something about the game in a tweet? Like, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You just be like, hey, check out this cool arena or something.
I think it has to do with the release date and the way they're viewing all the marketing.
Which is what though? Because I mean, like, we have games that are coming out later in the year and we're talking about those right now.
I think those dates were, you know, swapped around with Xenoblade and stuff, but
yeah.
And I think that was just to kind of let everybody know. And the thing with Strikers is it would depend. There's so much analytics out there that we don't really see or necessarily know. Right. And so they may be looking at the stuff with Strikers going, yo, I don't know that any business would ever really pull back on their marketing necessarily, but like it has Mario in the name. So I don't know that they, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of what we're talking about is tweets, right? Just what Nintendo tweets.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to say, but Cheesy, you make an excellent point. In modern gaming, do these games really, really stand a chance? It feels like sports games that are still going strong are Madden, The Show, games like that that have a, you know, every year is the new season.
You need
season,
a Diamond Dynasty mode.
Updated so roster.
We can spend our money.
We'll pull those packs.
They sell well.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Johnny.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think with a game like Splatoon, they have shown in the past that that is a game that people will stick around and play because there are free updates. I mean, there's new weapons, there's new maps, there's new specials. There's Splatfest that always keeps people around. So like with Switch Sports, I was really hoping that there would be some monthly tournaments, and maybe there still will be, just with, you know, survival bowling. That's awesome. But like, what else can we do with the other sports that's going to keep people around?
So I'm looking at it right now, and there's limited time cosmetics. Like, you could only get these 10 items for the next 10 days. So I wonder if they're going to have events that, you know, yeah, you have 13 days for the first collection, and then you have 20 days for the second collection, and that's about it right now. But I wonder if they'll have themed events throughout the year. That's where I think Nintendo struggles, is they don't have these live service games that are online, mm-hmm. kind of like these other companies. And we see it with, you know, other games struggle with this too, like Halo struggling with it right now as well. But if they could, you know, implement some type of season, like it doesn't have to be paid, just to have special events for people to come back and keep playing. And that's where that's what Splatoon does well.
I know this is a Nintendo podcast, but I got to point out this comment because I don't think I'll ever get a comment like this in my life ever again. I don't mean this in an offensive way, but I can't help to think that the guy on the bottom right looks like Paul Rudd. I don't find that offensive at all. So,
sexiest man alive this year.
Yeah, there you go. That's the guy's a time traveler.
Thank you. I was about to do that.
On a night where you're in so much pain,
that was
that comment.
The greatest. It made it all worth it.
Oh, I love that. I mean, Cheesy, you said something when you brought this up. You said that the sports games aren't as, I don't know if you used the term as good. I think I'm assuming, basically, I think we would all agree they're not as well received as they were back when they first came out. Correct? I mean, something along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I get disappointed with, like, for instance, both Aces and Super Rush. They give you these items that you can use in the story mode, and they're super cool, and you can, like, win them as prizes, but then you don't get to use them outside of the story mode. And it's like, well, why did that happen? You know, why are you taking that away from me?
And World Tour was so good with the challenges and the asynchronous tournaments and all sorts of stuff, and I feel like they, especially on Super Rush, they lean too much into this hurry up, run, grab your bag and go kind of golf, and you're supposed to play that like rush mode where you're running from the tee box to your ball to the green with you play the campaign with like 7 clubs in your bag instead of the full 14, and it's weird, it's different. But they don't lean into any of the special. The court, I think I've said this multiple times over the course of the time that we've talked about golf. It, like, the courses don't feel Mario Golf. They don't live in the Mushroom Kingdom. They're just got aesthetic around them. Versus there's some courses where you can hit the ball into a DK barrel and it shoots it onto the green and you have a chance for an albatross. Like within, if you know where to shoot, or you have a strong enough drive that you can make it there, then you get to play these outlandish courses that have crazy things happening. And that doesn't happen in this game. And Aces kind of had a lackluster story that then the online turned into just like sweats, and the community died down a little bit. So, I mean, they have struggled.
I'm checking some release dates real quick, and I think my gut feeling with a lot of these things is yeah. So Mario Golf, June 11th, 1999, right on the 64. Summertime game, right? And these games would launch because Mario's name was in them. You had people buying them kind of no matter what, and there wasn't a whole lot out on the market when some of these games would launch, right? There was PlayStation games coming out, and, you know, probably maybe Dreamcast stuff. So,
Johnny, I'll eat two chips if that happens. I'll eat two chips if that happens.
All right. Servant Gamer saying they're going to surprise drop Breath of the Wild for us, and they're just going to add to Carl or to Cheesy My's pain. And Johnny has gone on record. I think, I don't know if it's been off the podcast, but he just said it right now. He would feel bad and he would eat chips if it if it came down to
chips.
That.
Chips.
Yeah, multiple.
Multiple chips. But I think that's part. I mean, the thing is too though, the DS game, what is it? It's World Tour.
World right? Tour.
Yeah, World Tour. It sold I don't even know if it broke 500,000 copies sold, right? And I guaranteed Super Rush is outselling it by a long shot. But I mean, I feel like there's a lot of these games from Nintendo getting bought, played for a short period of time, and then they just drop off. There's not a long tail in a world where they could. It feels like they could very easily make. I mean, we've figured out recently the tournaments in Mario Kart allow for unlimited racers, right? And so we've been racing that way, and it's so great for community because you can have, I've had 400 people racing with us. That's insanity to me, right? I can't do that with these other games. I can't say, yo, let's all play a tournament in Mario Golf. And if they did it like World Tour, we literally could do that. We could say, hey, everybody jump in, and all you see when everybody hits, you know, they just set it to a timer. Everybody swings at the same time, and you just
see. I don't even care about that. I just want a tournament that can live. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need to see people's the trail, like their hit trail.
Right.
But just let us set the parameter, because we tried it in the Discord, and weather conditions can change, vary based on the settings you put in. So like you can manipulate something potentially. I'm not saying anybody has, but like it can be, it's not a controlled thing where we can, I would hope, I don't know if in World Tour, like if you set the weather and the wind and all that kind of stuff, it probably everyone played the same. If the wind was crazy, crazy at your back on hole 9, and you had a tailwind, that probably stayed consistent for everybody versus it being possibly a headwind or a crosswind or something like that, where wind can, they add variable weather to these mm-hmm. golf games. So like,
sure.
I would hope everyone is playing the same course on the same day, quote unquote. I mean,
right.
That, and it can just put it in a snapshot that everyone gets to play. And then it also records it there, so it's easy to compare it to other people versus taking a screenshot or a tweet and putting it in Discord. Like,
yeah.
let us have some fun.
Well, in World Tour, I had Nintendo PowerCast tournaments. We were playing well after the game had released,
and you have a full week to play it.
Yeah, and it's on your own time. So, like, if somebody can't jump into Mario Kart or whatever, but they still want to play with the community, there's the option to do that. And I think that's probably the biggest downfall of all this, is that we see things that we've had in past games get taken away. And it's like, why in a time where they're thriving as a company, do they make these decisions that are giving us less content on games that it shouldn't go backwards? You know, I love Aces. I think Aces is great. I understand what Cheesy is saying. I feel like they even set up tournaments in that game to where every time you go online, you're playing in a tournament, right? And then trying to do games with friends was a little more difficult, and it was kind of like, you know, a little bit convoluted, but we still made it work. But again, the community fell off. They fell off very quick, right?
And they're fun. They're fun when you play them, but right. It can be very short lived, like we've been talking about.
Agreed. So here's AJ from the chat here. Let me pull this question up. Says, what's your guys' opinion on single player games? Do you think that they're dying, or the games have been coming out just haven't been crazy good? Well, I mean, I think, you know, Elden Ring is an example of single player games still dominating the, still doing just fine.
And right. it brought the comparisons to Breath of the Wild. Like, people, multiple reviewers brought in the comparison to Breath of the Wild and saying they hadn't had the sense of exploration since Breath of the Wild. Nintendo has done something good with single player games, and we're all eagerly awaiting Breath of the Wild 2. And who knows what's going to happen. I think single player games across the spectrum of all the consoles is doing fine. God of War has it. I mean, that one game of the year, I mean, it that's a great game. If you have the ability to play it, play it. The sequel Ragnarok should maybe is who I'm not going to make a bet on it, but maybe is coming out this year.
they said it's still on track. So
yeah. Elden Ring did what it did, but yeah, it just matters. I think it does matter the quality that it comes out, and it takes a lot to let the world or like to become the zeitgeist of the conversation for that time. I think Dread was really good, but it definitely was a kind of a bite-sized kind of thing, and people bit it off and they enjoyed their time with it, but it wasn't something that like captured a big spectrum of gamer for that.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby just came out a month ago, so I'll be interested to see how well that performed. But I think the problem with single player games is they're the flavor of a week, because there's so many games out there now. There's, you know, when Horizon Forbidden West came out, Elden Ring came out the very next week. And then, you know, we got Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which I don't know anybody talking about that game anymore. It's just hard for these games to stay relevant because there's so many. So, I mean, I don't think they're dying. I really enjoyed my time with Kirby. I really enjoyed my time with Elden Ring. But I'm not going back to it every day. Like, I'm still going back to Smash Bros. And Mario Kart and Splatoon, these online games that just kind of live on their own.
That's it. Yep, that's exactly it. And I don't want to sound close-minded or like, well, back in my day, we used to play games, because I'm the youngest one here, but like, it's
thanks for that.
Yeah, it's just opening a new form of cheesy, which is just like, screw all you guys. my gut is on fire right now. No, I do think that it's
burps are not good. Burps.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I feel bad for trying to cut into you guys, because like you're using all your energy to not feel pain.
Honestly,
I've subsided quite a bit. Cheesy, you're insane.
Well, talking helps. I think this is probably the most I have talked on this podcast yet.
That was the trick. We knew this would happen. We were trying to get you to open up more. So we're like, you know, make him eat a chip.
It worked. No, I think online games is really just where everything is at. And this, I'm not trying to say this in a negative way. People just don't have patience anymore for single player games. I mean, think about how long a tutorial takes. Like, people just don't even want to do the tutorial, and then they get into the story mode. And then they don't know what they're doing, but it's because they just want to play a quick game that's in and out.
Yeah. And Josh doesn't read. He just powers A through those tutorials.
And does that help you?
Yeah, let's talk about Xenoblade. I want to bounce back though to the statement I made about Nintendo thriving and putting out less content. And Servant Gamer puts up a good question. He said, but are they thriving in part because they are giving you less content for the same price? And I don't think that's a bad question whatsoever, right? Like, from a business perspective, yeah, the quicker you can get a product out and the less cost you have in producing that product is a good thing. But when your company, and this is just my two cents on it, when your company is doing as well as Nintendo is and is on everybody's mind, you know, a lot of people are I say everybody, again, I use the term loosely, but a lot of people are talking about these the Nintendo. I mean, like, stuff goes out and like, you watch Twitter, like Nintendo's trending, and it's like, why is there 150,000 tweets? Like, you see stuff's trending, it's usually like 7,000 tweets or something. Nintendo trends, and you're like, wow, there's a lot, you know. And again, that number is small compared to a lot of things, right?
Don't get me wrong. The Switch was trending yesterday,
but
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I wonder how much more the conversation would trend, or how much more that conversation would be if there were like even prizes for some of these sports games. Like, give me a reason to play this tournament. That's more than, I mean, they are trying to do that with Mario Kart, right? But the problem with a game like Mario Kart is you've got people that sweat to Mario Kart, like big time.
And they're only given a little bit of plat or gold points to the top 8 in the whole world. Like, that's not, it's like $10 in the eShop or something like that. It's not much.
Right. And I mean, if golf was offering these, even the $10, people might be a little more interested in playing. Or, I mean, like we talked about live service games. I'll just use Halo Infinite as one example. If you hit the highest rank, you get a charm on your gun that you can only get by hitting Onyx. Well, if there were the carrot on the stick in some of these games, people might have more desire to play them. I don't know about with golf, because I think it's kind of niche, honestly. I don't think neither of these games have sold like what Mario Kart or Smash has done. And I don't know, because of that, if Nintendo is like, look, this is kind of a one and done for us. We'll drip feed some more content out of it, and then that's it. Now, I could be eating these words come June when we have another direct, assuming, and here's DLC that's also available in the expansion pack for Mario Golf, because it does say in-app purchases. But maybe that's just a new thing they've started putting in most of these games. I don't know if that's the.
I mean,
if that's
maybe the case they're going to reveal. I think, you know, they're still working on the expansion pack, and I think there's going to be more content added to it. And it seems like they're treating it as like a DLC pass, as opposed to, you know, getting free games like the other services. Like, we just got the Octo expansion added to the expansion pack, and you know that's from what, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or three, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see them adding, you know, golf content, probably not tennis content. I feel like we're a little too far out from that one. But Switch Sports, I think, is a perfect candidate to just have some type of content in their expansion pack.
I mean, it also should be said, time played on a game is not mean that there's less content there, or that I think people try to compare apples to oranges too much in video games. What's something that came out about the time Dread came out? Because people were taking an 8 to 13 hour campaign and comparing it to whatever else was out at that time. And it's the cost of the game, the cost of development, the cost you put in. You have to have a cost benefit analysis, I guess, of it. I think it was Hate Zero that said this once upon a time. It's like he compares it to a $15 movie where you get what, two and a half hours of enjoyment that you pay $15 to $20 to go see a movie at a theater. Well, take your $15 movie ticket, multiply it by 4. So are you getting 8 hours of enjoyment out of a video game? And if time is money, and if you can find value in how you spend your time, then something might be more worthwhile. If you're buying a game, you own the game. And if you buy a movie ticket, you have that one chance to see that movie until you have to buy it again some other time. So, I mean, content that we get, it's all relative. So you can't compare some stuff we're talking about is kind of content light. There could be other stuff added in, but there is something to be said that it doesn't necessarily dictate what's in the package, I guess.
Well, they're not... I know that I'm biased, but like if we switch gears to Splatoon 3, people are calling that Splatoon 2.5 right now. And they did the same thing with Splatoon 2, calling it Splatoon 1.5. But there's already so much that is new with the game. And if we want to talk about engagement, their announcement of it coming out September 9th, over 300,000 likes. That is insane.
In Japan.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, who knows who was just going and clicking it because people saw that it was popular or that so many people were liking it. I mean, I went on as soon as they announced it and I liked it because I follow the Japan Splatoon page. So I'm just one person in the US who went onto that page and liked it. But that game is going to be huge, especially for content as well. Like we were talking about, I mean, that could be something that they have in the expansion pack that, you know, if you're tied to the expansion pack, you get all of these items for free, like they were doing before, but now it's tied to the expansion pack. I don't know if that changes anything, but instead of like a season pack, Nintendo is going to do things differently than their competitors.
Let's hope that they do that by taking things to the next level, right? Like, because it's a little bit worrisome. Like Nintendo a lot of times is behind the times, is what I mean. That's something we hear all the time, right? Like all the time. And even this expansion pack, it feels a little bit like wishy-washy. Like, is it a lot of testing that's going on? Like what are we doing here? Like make up your mind on it, or let people know ahead of time, or why didn't it come out with the expansion pack for Splatoon right when it launched for Splatoon 2? Some of it's just strange decisions that they make, that it's like they could have over delivered right off the bat to make that value prop there, yet they, you know, I mean, they know we're going to do it. We got to talk about it. We got to, like, I got N64 in my name. You say N64 games on Switch, done. You know what I mean? Like no problem. But for some people, they need to understand that value. And I mean,
where's Wave Race? Where's Wave Race though? Come on.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of,
I mean, games they're drip feeding us N64.
Yeah. Yeah, so now we got people in chat calling you Paul Rudd Cheesy.
Oh, man.
How are we doing?
I think I'm in either the round 4, which is Gut Slash, or round 5, which is Roasted.
How many rounds are there?
There's 5 rounds. They might all just be like combining at this point.
You're almost there. You got this.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, but we did get the release date for Splatoon 3, right? We know it's going to be September.
The next morning after we recorded.
Right, yeah.
It's my mom's birthday. It comes out on my mom's birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. And
Johnny,
you
had
your birthday.
A day before my birthday.
You wanted to... Did you want to make a bet last week about Splatoon?
I wanted to make... I said it was probably going to be September.
Oh, did you call it? Right. I didn't know if you
said that. Yeah, he called it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast, so...
I mean, and like, all right, so what you don't understand, what a lot of people don't understand, is September 9th is still summer.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Summer
until the 20th.
20th or 21st, yep, or something.
But what we should be talking about is how it is just so important, I think, in Nintendo's history that this is going to be Splatoon's third game, and they are putting it in the September slot. And that is close to holidays. I mean, they are now seeing this IP as a holiday seller.
Well, it is considered in their big four, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, it's Mario, Zelda. What's
Animal
the
Crossing.
One? Animal Crossing, and then...
in Splatoon.
Splatoon.
If you guys are only listening, if you could have seen the smile on Cheesy's face when he said Splatoon is considered in the top four.
Like, it makes me really happy. I mean, it's a pretty cheesy grin.
Still in the top 10 games, right? Or not, getting knocked out?
What is it?
Ring Fit is number 10, but
Pokemon's just dominating everything. So,
well, Pokemon's gonna knock a few things off this next quarter.
Yeah, we'll find out financials like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, because Arceus will be on there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I promise, Cheesy, when Splatoon 3 comes out, I will not be as bad as I am now.
No, you know what? We should talk about that. Not that you were bad or anything, but like we played
Splatoon on the Wii U.
We went back to the Wii U just to see how things were. I went back and played on the Wii U because there's a lot of specials that are modified in Splatoon 3 that came from Splatoon 1. And that game still is pretty great. And I don't really know what they need to do.
How sweaty was it?
It's pretty sweaty.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweaty.
Because those are
10 people playing, and it's all the people that have never stopped playing.
But those are the diehard fans. Because most people didn't play the first game.
That's where you got to train. I really liked going back and playing it. It was really fun. The jump button confused me because it's a different button. I think it's X as opposed to B.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, because on the Wii U, the joystick is up higher. So they wanted you to have your jump button not far away from the joystick so that it's X. And then on Switch, your joystick is on the bottom. So then your jump button is B. See.
That makes sense. I did also like the map being on the gamepad. Like, that was a nice, like, you didn't have to press any buttons to see what was going on. So I hope for Splatoon 3. I know they can't do the gamepad thing, but maybe have like a mini map in the corner or something. Because I never checked the map in Splatoon 2.
Josh Crawler, how do you guys feel about it?
Tell me again. What are we like?
Did you eat a chip? What happened?
Kind of just zoned out for a second.
I was just watching Crawler. I was just. I was hoping he'd hiccup again. Honestly, that's what I was hoping for. But are we talking the release date or the? Are we talking about the controls being different?
I would say Splatoon in general.
Splatoon in general, I think is fantastic. I think it's when Crawler and I went to Genesis, there was a Splatoon tournament happening there. You know, like it's one of the few Nintendo games that like gets taken semi-seriously in the competitive scene. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I feel like if Nintendo did enough work, it could be an esport. That people really enjoyed. I mean, high level Splatoon is not boring. I can tell you that much. It's a lot of fun commentating on Splatoon. Even just when we would do community stuff, and I would just commentate, so much fun to bounce. And it's built for esports. The way that you can bounce between each player and watch the whole thing. Like Overwatch had like an insane amount of viewers this last week. Right? An insane amount of viewers. And I want to see Nintendo do like get their games to that level. Like get their games to the level that people want to be watching. Like I would love to see them be taken a little more seriously when it comes to the esports stuff. And my hope is that Splatoon 3 can offer that. I do want to give a quick shout out to the Nintendo dads. Make sure that you guys are listening to their podcast because they're amazing. They just rated the Twitch stream right now, so show them some love. But Cheesy, what do you think about that as far as the esports side of things?
I think it should have happened back in Splatoon 2. Again, Splatoon 2 was before seasons, like when most games were having a season pack. I think there's still time for it to be an esport, but I also thought the same thing with ARMS. And I think we think the same thing with Smash. You know, like, yeah, Smash is probably taken more seriously than Splatoon in the competitive area, but Nintendo still doesn't really like to recognize it as a competitive fighting game.
Nintendo doesn't like to recognize any of their games as competitive anything. But I mean, they put the tools in Splatoon 2 with two extra spaces in the custom lobby. You have two built-in spectators, which is a esport thing.
And do you remember when they were, I think it was the reveal of Splatoon 2. It was like in an esports arena.
That was during the Switch reveal.
Okay, yeah. So they wanted it to be an esport because they had that whole ordeal of they showed an esport arena for Splatoon. Like, and then they just
and then they don't really support it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it a few times at, was that E3?
Or yeah, they have the E3 tournaments usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I guess my question for you, TZ, is I haven't played the Wii U version. Is progression as slow on Wii U as it is on Splatoon 2?
It is.
Yeah,
I think
there's there's a level cap.
Do we see them adjusting that? Because I've put, I don't know, like two or 300 hours, like a decent amount of time. And I'm only like level 52 or something like that. Maybe. I don't remember. I played a little bit today this past week to get the weekly challenge done. But it's a slow grind. So when you see somebody with a star next to their name or level 99, you know they put in a lot of time. But like, do you want to see any kind of changes to the progression system and or items and how you get them, how you, because it's also a slog to work on gear and do it that way too.
Yeah, I mean, there is a comment that says the better you do, the faster it goes, and that's true. But I mean, it still takes a while to get up there. But with Splatoon 3, at the end of the match, it looks like you can win some medals. So like, you could be the top splatter or top enemy target or something. So that's going to keep people interested for a while, I think, because in a way, like, that's kind of our achievements, right? We've never really had Nintendo achievements. Maybe Kirby. Kirby is a good example with all the side Waddle Dees. Like, if we had more of that in Nintendo games, I think people would probably be more interested to explore and spend more time in those games. But with Splatoon, just ranking up and having it actually mean something, I feel like you're not really progressing towards anything other than your level and your rank, which I guess maybe that's all you need, but it could be a little better.
Yeah, because if you earn the coins, you can buy the gear, and then it's just a slog to re-roll it. And like, Josh is broke in that game because he has three pieces of perfect gear. Right, Josh?
Three pieces?
Is that all? How many do you have? I don't even know how many you have now.
Oh, no. I have like, I want to say like maybe 26 perfect pieces or 15.
It still didn't help.
Oh, that stings. Yeah, no, but I mean, but yeah, that was, I mean, I enjoyed that though, playing the game that way, where I just was going for perfect gear the whole time. That was,
I hope they make it easier to get perfect gear. I do not like that system,
buying snacks and it's and so scrubbing and rolling
dumb.
And yeah,
it's overly complicated. You should be able to get like a kind of like Call of Duty loadout where you could assign perks to your gear. And because like whenever I get splatted, which is a lot, 99% of the time, these people have perfect gear. And I'm just like, you're kind of ruining it like Mario Kart. Like, I just, why are you in Turf War? Go to ranked.
Well, Turf War is where you're like, I put on crap gear and try to like level it up to get to actually progress it. But I mean,
to get more
pieces to scrub, yeah. And then yeah.
Yeah. It for me, it just, I made it my carrot on the stick, which made the game more fun. But the conversations I had to have with the people I was playing with, like, what do I have to do? What is it that I have to do to get
this? You gotta get chunks.
I gotta get chunks, and then I have to scrub. And then they were like, "Oh yeah, and you always want to scrub when it's Splatfest because that tea is the best." And I'm like,
"You earn the pieces faster or whatever."
Right. Well, it's only 2,000 to scrub instead of 20.
Yeah,
it was cheaper, right? So I don't know, but yeah, I was always broke in that game. I do not have all the weapons. I do like. Not even
you don't current. Have all. I don't have the hero rep. That's the thing. I need to play like the campaign to get the hero rep.
Wait, you know that there's a campaign?
Yes, I know that there's a campaign.
There's a
I
campaign. Know,
you didn't know there was a campaign in the first one.
I didn't play the first. I don't have the first. I don't own it.
Fake fan.
Yep, I totally am. 100%.
All right. Well.
No,
I mean,
no, we're going for another 2 minutes.
You can't end it yet. You gotta go 2 more minutes.
All right. I made a big on my screen here. I
was able to make a comment about the 2-minute remark, but...
Okay, so for those of you guys that maybe just tuned in, Crawler and Cheesy did the one chip challenge. The amount of time you see that we have left is how long Crawler lasted. And Cheesy, Cheesy is at 58 minutes and 30 seconds. So there was a bet about Breath of the Wild getting delayed. And because it happened, both Crawler and Cheesy had to eat the.
Oh, I'm the open burps. To more bets too. I'm open to more bets.
Yeah. Had to eat Satan's toenail. So, hopefully they survive the night. We will update you guys via Twitter and Discord. Get some
antacids.
Yeah, just whatever ice cream.
Does she have a scoop of ice cream ready for you?
It was like in a solo cup. It looked so good. She brought it in here and I was like, take that away. I don't want to see it. It's too tempting.
Oh my gosh.
This might have been my favorite episode.
It was pretty fun. So. Yeah, it was I felt
like victory.
It did it? Is that what it felt like?
I it's so hard to move right now. My gut, my chest. The more that you talk, it's just like you're breathing fire.
Technically he's done because Crawler started it a little late because he was in the middle of dying while he tried to start it. So there you go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cheesy, get that ice cream, baby.
There it is.
Get that ice cream. One chip challenge complete. Yes.
My breath smells absolutely terrible right now.
You know it's bad if you can smell your own breath. You guys, if you made it this far, thank you so much. Make sure to jump into the Discord. We would love to have you come hang out with us. n64josh.com/discord. There is links in the bio to follow all these guys on Twitter, which will then take you to all their other socials as well. Thank you guys for here live. We appreciate you, and we will see everybody in the next one. Bye now.